Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Very much looking forward to Monday night. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Jim Tressel, former Ohio State head football coach, national champion, president at Youngstown State University for a while there before he retired. He's doing a podcast now. So looking forward to talking to Coach Tressel coming up here in just a few minutes. You want to hop on board? 216-474-0092 is the number to call. Jeff, you know, as we get ready for this national championship, it was just one of those kind of moments, and I was listening to, you know, the boys in the morning were playing Lou Holtz, and they were talking about, you know, they were talking about Brady Quinn. They were talking about, and I've heard a million different little scenarios along the way as we head into this finals. And, you know, obviously we know that Ohio State's NIL payroll is like $20 million, but that's, I mean, how much different is it than any
other? As Kirk Herbstreit will tell you,
yeah,
it was to keep players there,
right?
Not to bring players in for the most part.
Yeah, yeah. What are they bringing? Judkins and Howard. I mean, really, those are the two big guys that they brought in this season. That they, and so, yeah, they brought in two. Other schools bring in players too. But does that change the perspective? Like, I haven't once this year watched Ohio State and thought, huh, how much does that guy get? Like, when Quinn Ewers came up in the beginning, because he was like the first one, you know, he left high school early, came up, and, you know, he got $1 million to come play at Ohio State for, what, one or two snaps? And so, that was the only time I kind of looked at it, and I was like, oh, that's weird. And then I remember, like, driving around Columbus and being, I think it was at a gas station, and I can't remember what player it was, but, you know, they had, there was a cutout of them in the gas station kind of trying to sell some kind of candy.
Donuts?
Or food.
So,
yeah, I don't even know what it was. And I was like, oh, okay, this is kind of what NIL is too, right? Because I don't think I'd ever seen that before either for non-charity work or anything like that. So, but when you watch college football right now, do you ever think about the NIL? Do you ever think about the influence it would have on a team making it to the national championship? I mean, everybody knew these guys were getting money somewhere, somehow, right? For the most part.
Everybody
not every
kind
player.
Of assumed.
Not every player, but big time players probably were finding their way to some cash somewhere.
Right?
Yeah. And only because we had talked to enough guys that had gone through it, and, you know, they openly admitted that, you know, off the record to us, or somebody would say, yeah, well, maybe we got a little cash here, or there's an envelope there or something like that. You know, we all saw the movie Blue Chips. And so, but I don't watch college
Shaq
football.
Shaq was really good in that.
He was very good. But I also, like, when I watch college football this season, I didn't once go, oh, that's what that guy's getting in NIL money. Oh, that guy's getting $10,000 a month to play football. Not once did I ever think that. And to be honest with you, I don't even know that I watch pro football that way, other than the one guy that has the guaranteed contract that comes up without, you have to say that every time you say his name.
The one thing I think that everybody has to understand, and whether you like it or not is another question, but everybody has to understand the rules of college football have changed. Rules of college sports have changed. And if you're going to pay your players millions of dollars and not like it, well, that's fine. Then you should probably become a more of a high school sports fan if you're looking for pure sports or club team or something else, because now in college athletics, kids get paid, especially football and basketball. And that's just the way it is. So I don't I don't care for NIL. What I really don't care for are kids transferring, you know, 2, 3, 4 times and playing at 3 or 4 different universities. I don't like that at all.
Should there be a cap on that then, or what do you think?
No, and it's a new world. It doesn't matter that I don't like it. It's the way it is. You're allowed.
Oh, I think the
so you better get used to it because it's probably not going to change.
No, but the reality of watching a college kid be a free agent every year compared to like an NFL guy, you know, okay, he's on a 1-year deal.
Yeah, NFL guys have contracts. They can't go. You should almost sign college players to contracts. You want to come here? And I've heard that thrown out by college people in athletics. Okay, yeah, you can come here, and here's your 3-year contract. We'll pay you $2 million in NIL money, but you're here for 3 years. You can't take our $2 million and transfer. You can't take our $2 million and renegotiate. That's not going to happen.
Oh, unless you want to hold out during spring football. Then you can renegotiate.
Yeah, but see, that's where maybe things need to change. If you're actually going to pay guys, well, how do you pay people in life? With contracts.
Right. You know, but contracts are made to be broken, weren't they? Isn't that what the line is?
Yeah. How's that working for you?
I've never tested it.
I neither have.
Well,
neither
no, I've been on the other side of it where, never mind. But I look at it and I watch the game, I see the game, and I never once in the middle of a game go, oh, Jeremiah Smith, what's he getting NIL? No,
because that's the way the game's played now.
And I'm watching this kid, I'm going, man, this guy can play football. That's all I think
about. Once
they're
on the field and wearing the uniform, what difference does it make? Under today's rules.
Yeah, I think
under
now,
today's rules, it doesn't matter anymore.
It just, you know, the implications of buying yourself a national championship are there. But wasn't that there before?
You're now allowed to.
We should be happy about it because that money's coming back in taxes. Because I got to pay taxes on
you
that
are
stuff.
Now allowed to pay players and buy a team. Okay.
Does it taint a championship?
No.
Would it taint?
No, you know? Andy, it's the rule. It's right. The way the game is now played. So it doesn't change it at all.
All right, Jim Tressel is going to join us here in just a minute or two, so I'm looking forward to talking to him. I am very excited about Monday night's matchup, Ohio State and Notre Dame. Obviously, Ohio State the favorite in this game. And, you know, I keep looking at Ohio State's, as great as the offense has been, it's the defense that, like, stands out to me. And it really stood out in that last game against Texas when you had yourself in a position where Texas could kind of bounce back in this thing late. And then that red zone inside the 5 defense for Ohio State, you know, not only came up with the big scoop and score, but Lathan Ransom's tackle for loss was phenomenal, and it's what set it up. And it's sometimes I think we forget about the play before the play when things go down in history. Like Holy Buckeye, I was watching that the other day, and I totally forgot about Ben Hartsock's gigantic catch that got Ohio State closer to the sticks so that they could have that Holy Buckeye play that happened on fourth down with Craig Krenzel. And Chris Gamble. And so now I think about those kind of plays, and when you go back, you can feel the rich history of any of these college football teams, and now we get to watch it and we get to see it. I still will say that, you know, one of the greatest games I've ever been to, probably because I wasn't working, because I was sitting in the stands with my brother-in-law, was watching Ohio State beat Miami for that national championship in 2002, and to see them and just to watch how Ohio State fans just dominated a stadium and went to Arizona and took up pretty much every seat but 100 in that stadium. It was just, it was unbelievable. I wonder what the crowd's going to look like on Monday night. And by the way, it's a big ask on the fans, if you think about it this year, because you've asked them to travel, you know, to all.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
all these different sites. All right, let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Just an awesome man. I love talking to him. I love getting his wisdom, and I love understanding the history of the game and his love for more than football and his love for students in general. And I'll never forget a conversation we had when he was at Akron. Jim Tressel is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Andy. How are you?
We are good. Jeff is good, too. I hope you're in Florida, not in Ohio right now, because Northeast Ohio is getting socked with weather this morning.
Yeah, we're in a little warmer climate, soon to be heading to Atlanta.
Very nice.
We're proud of you and envious.
Coach, tell me about Monday and, you know, this national championship opportunity for Ohio State and what you think of the game and you know, the fact that Ohio State has a chance to play for a national championship.
You know, I think it's been a great thing for the game of college football, you know, with the whole new tournament. You know, we lived that for 15 years at Youngstown State. One-double-A was always this tournament fashion. And I know I've talked over the course of this whole season with Ryan and Marcus and guys about, hey, this is going to be a different world if you're fortunate enough to make the postseason, because now you're staring down at, if you want to get the ultimate prize, beating like four top 10 teams in a row. And it's unlike the bowl thing where there's lots of time in between, and quite honestly, you'll have more fun. And I think they have, and you know, it's going to be a great culmination of a great tournament.
Jim, the way that D2 has done it forever, the way D3 has done it forever with the tournament, are you surprised it took that long for it to end up in Division I, or because of the bowl system and the money involved, are you not surprised?
You know, I think it's a little more complex. One-double-A, which is now FCS, and 2 and 3 kind of started from the get-go once they decided they wanted to do postseason, that, hey, why don't we do a tournament? And they didn't have a postseason to change, whereas FBS had to change, you know, the bowl structure and figure out how it could be, you know, best put into play. And it's exciting that they have done it, and I think the fans have enjoyed it. And what it does is it makes the whole season, you know, so critical as to how much are you going to improve by the time you get to the postseason, because once the postseason comes, you're going to be playing good team after good team, and I think people have enjoyed those games.
Does that change the coaching philosophy going in? Because, you know, I was just talking about this, knowing that, and Jim, your teams at Youngstown State were able, like I'll never remember, I was working in Missoula and Montana came in there, and we were at Stambaugh, and I was just like, oh my God, we just got rolled by a team that really kind of, it was all kind of new for Montana at that point, and your teams had been there. And the way that you coach throughout the regular season to get to a tournament, knowing that there might be more than just one game. And, you know, I look at Ohio State's running back situation right now, where I thought Ryan and Chip did a really good job of kind of balancing it out all season long with not going too heavy with one guy running the other way. Do you have to rethink the way you're doing things when you're in that tournament format?
Oh, without question. And Ryan has been on top of that throughout the whole year. We've had many a conversation about, you know, the physical part of potentially having to play 16, 17 games, whatever. And also the mental part. And it's a whole different mental exercise, you know, to get through that and keep that emotional gas tank full. And I thought Ryan, you know, thought about it well in advance, was trying to figure it out, you know, as he went. And you really, both Ryan and Marcus, if you think back and look at their seasons, they both had really tough moments. But I think because they were talking about the fact that it's the long haul that counts, and we're not going to, you know, the world's not going to end in those dark moments, but we're going to learn from those moments, and we're just going to keep getting better. And I think that's what they've done.
Jim, I wonder how you approach this game from a mental perspective and from a heart perspective, because you love Ohio State, and we have a phenomenal coach at Ohio State, and one of your great Ohio State players is coaching the other team. How are you thinking going into this thing?
You know, it is a roller coaster of emotions in that, you know, we have Marcus and Joe Rudolph, the line coach at Notre Dame, who coached for us at Ohio State. And then we've got Ryan and guys on his staff like James Laurinaitis and Hartline and C.J. Barnett and Devin Jordan. And then you kind of reflect back on the national championship games we were fortunate to be a part of. And I had the good fortune of coaching in 9 of them as a head coach. And, you know, the 5 that we won, you know, we were obviously pleased and thought we did what we needed to do. 2 of them that we lost, we thought, man, you know what? We prepared pretty darn well, and we played pretty darn well, but you know what? It's a championship game, and we came up short. And then the other 2, we were really disappointed with, as we looked back, with our preparation and how we performed. And those are the 2 hardest to live with. And so my emotions kind of went immediately to the most important thing in my mind is I want both these teams to play their best game, because I've lived with not doing that a couple times, and that's not a good feeling. And so that's my number 1. And, you know, obviously I spent a lot more time at Ohio State than 6 of the 10 years I was at Ohio State. Of course, Marcus was there with us. I want Marcus to do well, but, you know, it's, you know, Ohio State's pretty darn special too. So not unlike when I coached against Mark D'Antonio, who we had worked together as assistants at Ohio State, and then he'd worked on my staff for 5 years at Youngstown State, then he worked on our staff for 3 years at Ohio State, and then all of a sudden we're playing against him. And I was like, oh, I just want this to be over. I want to win, don't get me wrong, but I want it to be over. And it's kind of that roller coaster of emotions.
I remember when Marcus played for you, and I can remember all the press conferences, and I was like, man, this kid's got a lot of class, and just just well-spoken, and just well understood the game, and just all of those things. And I think I heard the greatest compliment ever about him last week when someone said, you know what, for the first time, I think Notre Dame's kind of likable, and that's because of Marcus. Yeah. What do you think of that?
Oh, I think there's no question. You know, you can be so proud of these 2 young coaches. You know, Marcus just turned 39, and I think, what, Ryan's 45 or something. And, you know, for them to be in this moment, handling it so well. And I've had a chance to be around both guys' players. And you can just see the impact they're having on their staff and players. You know, they have great kids. You know, they're in the game for the right reasons. And so, to me, this is really great for college football to see these 2 role models, you know, for a lot of young coaches and for a lot of people that love the game of football. And if you had a chance to be around the players on both teams, you'd see that these are quality kids. And they happen to be very, very talented. But Marcus is who he appears to be, and so was Ryan. And that's pretty cool.
Jim Tressel joining us. Ryan Day has had trouble against the rivals up north. The minute you were hired, you set the tone, your legendary speech at the basketball game, and then your Buckeye teams dominated Michigan. Life has changed in college football. You no longer have to dominate your opposition to get to where you ultimately want to be, and obviously Ryan Day can prove that on Monday. Is all that good for college football, Jim, and how do you approach a rivalry like Ohio State, Michigan, knowing that, you know, like if you guys didn't beat Michigan, you probably didn't have a chance to get to your ultimate goal. That can still be the case now. How does that sit?
Well, you know, I think it is a bonus for the programs, the teams, the coaches, that there's a larger field, and that really what's important is the long haul, you know, and sometimes there's tough moments in the long haul. You know, Marcus had a very tough moment early in the season and did a miraculous job, you know, getting back on track and continuing to grow. And, you know, Ryan had a tough one there at the end of the season. But it's the long haul that counts. And I think that's a good lesson for life. You know, I mean, things are gonna happen. And do you want to reach all your goals? Sure. You know, Marcus wanted to be undefeated. He wanted to be ranked number 1. Well, they weren't. But the long haul counts. You know, Ryan wanted to beat the rival. He wanted to be the Big Ten champs. He wanted to be the national champs. Well, you know, it didn't all happen, but the long haul is what counts, and he's got a chance to finish the long haul, you know, the way they wanted. So I think it's good for the lessons learned in the game of football.
It's interesting. You brought up a point a little bit earlier just about not being able to, or things maybe, things go sideways sometimes when you're the head coach at Ohio State. How difficult is that? Like, I mean, I was there with Coach Cooper, and, you know, I remember watching things and hearing people say stuff, and I'm like, that's not the John Cooper I know. And I've heard things, you know, about you, and I'm like, that's not Jim Tressel. And, you know, and what Ryan had to go through after losing to Michigan and being able to have this opportunity in front of him, I think sometimes that job has got to age you years, but especially when there's venom out there about that job when you don't win a championship or you don't reach the title. How hard is it to be the head coach at Ohio State?
Well, it's definitely a challenge. I mean, you're supposed to win every game at Ohio State. You're supposed to win every game at Notre Dame. You're supposed to win every game at Michigan, every game at Oklahoma, every game at USC. Well, every Saturday, half the teams lose. You know, and so it's impossible. And even when you do win every game and you do hoist the trophy, doesn't mean life just all of a sudden became easy. And so, you know, you have to work hard at keeping the big things the big things. And you have to appreciate, you know, the media has their job. They have to, you know, analyze. The fans are invested and you know, they invest their heart and their money and their energy. And you know what? When things don't go right, they're going to emote, you know, but, you know, when you're looking in the eyes of the young people, that's your number one. And is this a hard time? Certainly, because football is so popular and people get so excited and want to brag about their team. And then they feel offended when the team that they bragged about didn't come through for them and sometimes say things that, you know, maybe aren't that thoughtful. But you've got to work hard to keep those big things the big things, and that's your family and the players and the university, and you always have to look in the mirror and say, okay, you know what? What could we have done better? And that's why when people ask me about this game, to me what's most important is both teams can walk off the field and say, you know what? We played the bet. We had a good plan. We prepared well. And we played as well as we could. Now, the team that wins is going to be happier. There's no question. But it's no fun when you look in the mirror and say, man, we could have done this better. But even when that happens, got to learn from it because it's the long haul that counts.
Coach, what's the difference in Monday night's game? What gives us the win? How can Ohio State win?
Well, can't make mistakes. You know, Notre Dame has lived on turnovers. They've lived on big special teams plays. Obviously, you have to win in the trenches. You know, you have to protect the quarterback. You have to be able to have a balance of run and pass. So you have to do all those kinds of things. You know, when you get opportunities in the red zone, you know, touchdowns are critical. But you know what? When you need to attempt a field goal, you got to make it.
Yeah.
You know, and so all of – you've got to be at your best on all phases. You've got to make good decisions. There's a chess game. You know, who knows how people are – going to come out and play it. You know, what's Notre Dame thinking about their best way to stop Ohio State? What's Ohio State thinking about their best way to attack Notre Dame's very good defense, you know, and vice versa. And so, you know, just like in spring practice, Andy, sometimes they would ask me, well, what are you going to work on this spring? And we'd say everything, because everything is important. And everything in this game, you know, every snap is a whole new world, and you never know what play, you know, think back to the 0-2 game. Could we have imagined that we would throw an interception in the end zone and Maurice Clarett would chase down Sean Taylor and get the ball back?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you didn't rehearse that. Never even had that discussion. But you've just got to play each play to the end and play at your best.
All right, Coach, before we let you go, I want to check out the podcast. I want folks to check out your podcast as well. It's all about the team. This week you have some pretty big guests on there, huh?
Well, you know what? We've had about 32 or so episodes, and ironically, we must be good selectors because Ryan Day was one of our early guests. Marcus Freeman was one of our early guests. And if you look at that podcast, and it's all about building teams, and the podcast is, the mission is to, as people are trying to become good teammates or build teams in their business, their family, their organization, their sports team, we want to see if we can add some value from people who do it. And if you watch those two podcasts of those two coaches, you can see why, you know, they've had this opportunity, you know, to move forward and play for the big trophy.
Coach, as always, it's a pleasure to talk to you. And as I said in the beginning of the podcast, I'll never forget when you were at Akron. I think it was over at the ABC affiliate in town. And I remember going up to you right after you know, all the Ohio State thing was kind of in the rearview mirror. And I remember asking, and I was like, I remember thinking to myself, I wonder how he feels now that he's not really coaching football. And you started talking about how the opportunity was there to not only educate, you know, 100-plus kids playing football every day, but now you had thousands of kids that were on your team when you were at Akron. And I walked away from that and I was like, wow, what a great perspective on life and just the way to, you know, just to go about things, especially as an educator, which is more than, wouldn't you say that was your greatest job, or that is your greatest job, over even being a football coach?
Well, you know, I used to, and still do, try to live by the fact that old saying, paradise is where I am. And wherever it is I am, I'm going to try to make a difference there because that's paradise.
Coach,
I like it.
Outstanding. Enjoy the game on Monday.
If you can.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, we're going to check out the podcast as well. Thank you, Coach.
All right, guys. Always good being with you.
Take care. Jim. Enjoy the weather where you are. Thanks.
All right.
And we'll talk to you soon. Jim Tressel, former Ohio State football coach, nice enough to join us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.